You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the biggest online marketing mistake that companies make.
Sign up for the next Titanium Live event in February before it sells out. Seats are going fast. At the last Titanium Live, Armand Sadeghi announced a new concept for all Titanium events called No One Left Behind. This means that you can attend any of Armand's events for as little as $1 if that's all you can afford. No questions asked. Just go to TitaniumSuccess.com and you can name your own price. Please use the promo code TITANIUMLIFE. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to my podcast, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the number one biggest digital marketing mistake people make. In fact, it's the biggest marketing mistake they make, period, because these days, almost everything is digital, right? Everything is online. And there's this one thing that gets me more than anything else you can imagine. And I don't know if you guys know, but one of my companies is a marketing company. I own a company called Titanium Marketing. And what we do is we build websites and do search engine optimization and do all kinds of social media stuff for companies. And we've got some unbelievable things that we do that are totally revolutionary, where we've really changed the entire industry. And some of our clients are getting results that is just absolutely destroying and blowing away their competition because we have these incredible systems. And they came from the fact that I've always been really good at marketing. That's something I've really enjoyed. So every time I had a business, I would always focus on marketing first. And I got to be pretty good at marketing for my companies. And long story short, eventually, I decided that I was just going to start my own digital marketing company. Not to service other companies, but to just service my own six companies. And we got to be so good that my friends and family started asking me if I could help them, and we started helping them, and one thing led to another. And we've now taken on so many other clients, and we've gotten incredible results for these companies over the last few years. And we really enjoy doing that. This is one of my passions. And there's this one mistake that is the biggest mistake that everyone makes. And you can see this if you just go online and you start searching around. There are all these websites that are beautifully designed. People have these beautiful websites that you can see they spend literally tens of thousands of dollars on. But the problem is they don't convert for them, right? They have these beautiful websites, but they're not getting leads from it. They're not making sales from it. And what it is that they don't understand is that people don't typically understand how the web works. So they think that if you have a really pretty website, you have a really nicely designed website, that's going to mean you're going to get a lot of leads. Why? Because that's what your friends and family are impressed by, right? When you tell someone, oh, I got a new website, they go on your website, they go, oh, wow, it's really nice. They think that now the leads are going to start pouring in. Well, see, having a really nice website is the equivalent of buying a beautiful gown for the ladies out there, or for the gentlemen, buying a brand new suit, right? If you buy that beautiful gown and that beautiful suit and you do your makeup really nice and you put on those incredible shoes that you have and you get yourself all ready and your hair all done up and you're just perfect and you sit in your room and you never leave, will anyone see your outfit? No. So as far as the rest of the world is concerned, do you really have this beautiful gown? Well, I don't know. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it really make a sound? See, I'm not sure and I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make a sound. So with digital marketing, what you have to understand is there's the Titanium and Armand Sadeghi 10-to-1 rule. What that means is this. For every dollar that you spend on building a website, you must be prepared to spend $10 to do what? To promote that website. The same is true for time. For every minute or hour you spend on creating a website and designing a website, you need to spend 10 minutes or 10 hours driving traffic to that site. And this is where people make a mistake. Like people will tell me, you know, I want to build a new website. I'm like, great. You know, how much you want to spend? What's your marketing budget? They're like, well, you know, my budget is about $10,000. And when they say $10,000 for a new website to me, what that tells me is that they should have a minimum of $100,000, ideally $110,000 budget for marketing. Because then you build a $10,000 website and you spend $100,000 driving traffic to it. But as soon as I say that, they're like, oh, no. My total budget's $10,000. I say, great. So then you should spend about, let's say, $900 to $1,000 on a website and then spend $9,000 driving traffic to that website. And this is the part that people get really freaked out by. They don't understand it. What I want you to understand is today when it comes to your business and when it comes to marketing, it's not about how pretty your website is because the only person seeing your website is you, maybe your parents and a couple of your friends. Possibly some of your clients are seeing your website as well. But these people are all coming to your website already being familiar with your website. In fact, most of the clients we take on, when we first search to see how people are finding their website, would you believe that over 80% of their traffic comes from people who are actually searching variations on their company name, right? So it would be the equivalent of you finding me by searching, for example, Titanium Success, right? If you search Titanium Success and you come to our website, or you search Armand Sadeghi and you come to our website, that's great. But see, what we really want is we want you to find us if you're searching, for example, business coach. If you're searching for a business coach and you land on our website, it means you're someone we don't already have access to, right? Or let's say you go online and you type great podcasts or great business podcasts, and then Titanium Life comes up. See, that's valuable because now we're going to get new people. But what if the only time we came up is when people typed in Titanium Life podcast? But see, that's what most people have. So they spend time, money, all their resources designing these beautiful websites. They have beautiful images and pictures and this and that, content, all this stuff, but no one's seeing it. And so you have to understand there's this concept of this 10-to-1 rule, and you have to absolutely abide by it. Now, it's tough, let me tell you, because doing search engine optimization, right, the stuff that it takes to drive people to your website is one, time-consuming, number two, very expensive, number three, very, very boring. And number four, you can't see any of it. See, that's the problem. You can't show it off to your friends and family. There's nothing you can show them to be like, ooh, look at this. Here's some search engine optimization that I did. It's not like that pretty website. And in fact, your friends and your family and your colleagues and your employees will start to complain about your website. They'll be like, well, what do you mean you're doing all this stuff to build your website? But look at your website. It's not that great. And it's because they can't see search engine optimization. But when you look at my companies and all the businesses that I'm in, one of the first things I ever do is I start to build a website and do search engine optimization around it. I'm proud to tell you that here we are in January of 2016 as I'm recording this. And I will tell you, our website for Titanium Success sucks. It's a horrible website. It's ugly. It's not very well done. And I'm proud of that. Because you know what? Here's the thing. We don't have a huge budget. This is something I do out of the goodness of my heart to help people, right? Titanium Success doesn't make me any money. So we don't have a huge budget. The budget that we do have, I put over 90% of our marketing budget on driving traffic to my website. See, I've got some great guides there. Nutrition guide, a fitness guide, entrepreneurship guide, time management, all these great articles, really, really incredibly valuable content. Now, I could go spend $10,000 making it all beautiful. And by the way, we're in the process of doing that. This year, we're going to upgrade to a massive upgrade on the website. But it's amazing. I can count probably 24 complaints I've gotten from people about my website. People saying, well, it's not pretty. It's not this. It's not that. And I hear that and I thank them. I say, thank you so much for caring. I appreciate it. You know, right now we don't have the budget. But the reality is that every bit of budget that we do have, we have to take it, divide it into two parts. There's the 10% and there's the 90%. Or if you want to do the exact math, it's 10-to-1. So one part and 10 parts. And take it and make sure that 10 parts are going to promoting the website and only one part is going to building the website itself. So if I was going to build a $10,000 website, I would first make sure that I have budgeted $100,000 to drive traffic to it. Now that happens with search engine optimization. It happens with social media. It happens with creating amazing content and putting it out there on the web for other places to see so you can get traffic coming to your website. And that's consistently what I have done with every one of my businesses. When you look at my companies and you look at my websites, all of my websites generate massive, massive amounts of traffic. In most of industries that I've gone into, I have very quickly dominated the industry online. And when you dominate an industry online, let me tell you what it does. It drives massive traffic to your website. And that is where you get all of your leads from. My recycling company, for example, our website gets all of this traffic every single day. Today, as I'm recording this podcast episode, during the recording of this episode, we're probably going to get dozens of visitors to that website. And we're probably going to get several leads just in the time it's taken me to record this thing. Imagine if in your business you could get that many leads. It would be incredible. But the way it was done is by focusing on driving traffic. Because most people are spending all their money building that website, making it beautiful, doing this and that. But that's not what gets the job done. You need to do search engine optimization. Now, what is this search engine optimization thing? Well, this podcast is not about me teaching you what it is. There are some companies out there who provide the services. I know my company provides it, and I think we're the best in the world at it. We do some incredible things for our clients. But there are other companies, a few other good ones out there. The problem is, most of them are not that good because what they do is they fool you and they give you exactly what you want. See, with me, I have to battle my clients all the time. In fact, this podcast episode, I'm going to take and I'm going to send it to every one of my clients. I'm going to say, please listen to this episode, because every month I have to fight my clients. Why? Because they don't understand why they're spending so much money and their website doesn't look as good as, let's say, someone else's website. And I consistently tell them, by the way, it's true no matter what your budget is, right? Because if you have a $1,000 total budget, I would say spend only $100 on your website, right? So you're going to be unhappy because you're going to be like, well, I'm spending $1,000 and my website's worth $100. If your budget is $10,000, same thing. Even if you have $1 million budget, you come to me with $1 million budget, I'd say, awesome. Let's spend about $90,000 on building you a website and then spend over $900,000 driving traffic to that website. So whatever your budget is, in my opinion, your website should only still only represent less than 10% of your total budget. And so it's a battle that I have with people and they don't understand it. So many of my friends and family will go out there and they'll build their own website and they're all focused on website, build a website, build a website. I say, forget trying to build this amazing website. Get yourself a $100 website. When I launched my recycling company, I spent $45 launching a website. Would you believe that? $45 is all I spent launching the website. Now, it took me a lot of time. I had to do a lot of searching on Craigslist. And I bought a template and I got people to help, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is that's all I spent. And my competitors had $50,000 websites. Well, that $45 website, let me tell you, that $45 website within a year was beating the $50,000 websites that were out there. And then I upgraded. And of course, we consistently upgrade it, right? But that's what I want you to understand. So if you've got a business, number one, make sure you realize online marketing is important and you must have a website and you've got to have a good website. But the key with your website is it has to be functional and it has to be built for conversions and it has to be built for search engine optimization. It should not be designed to be pretty and fancy. That means all of those moving parts and, you know, what they call JavaScript and all this other fancy stuff. You cannot have too much of that stuff. You want to limit that stuff, have a very plain and simple website that gives people what they want. And actually, research shows that fancy websites, although your mom and dad think they're really nice and your friends think they're really cool, they actually don't convert very much because they distract people. So websites that have a lot of sounds on them, they have moving parts and things like that, people actually don't convert as often on those pages, which is why if you go to Google and you search for anything right now and click on any of the ads that come up at the top, most likely they're going to send you to what's called a squeeze page. And on these squeeze pages, what you see is they actually have limited capabilities. There's hardly anything you can do. Some of them have just a couple of pictures and some text. Some will have a video. But the key is it's very, very basic. They even take the menu options away. The next time you click on one of those ads, notice that most of the websites you go to don't even have the menus at the top. Why? Because they don't want you to get distracted. They're like, look, you came here for one thing. Here it is. Take it or leave it. And that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that your focus is on getting people to your site. All right. Now, when I say that, I do not mean, by the way, that you go spend 90% of your budget on AdWords or pay-per-click or things that are going to drive traffic. I think you need to spend a considerable amount of your budget on doing things related to search engine optimization, which is going to bring you free traffic for life. That's what you do, is you spend the money on that. Now, the way you do that is a whole different story. It's all about creating incredible content, getting it out on the web, and making sure that there's backlinks from it coming back to your site and making sure you have awesome content on your website and making sure you create things like infographics and all this other really, really cool stuff I don't have time to talk to you about today. But that's what I want you to know, the 10 to 1 rule. Do not forget that rule. For every dollar you spend on your website, spend $10 driving traffic to your website, no matter what kind of budget you have. And by the way, if you ever want to change that rule, change it in the way of spending less on your website and more on driving traffic. Don't go the other way. So if you did a 20 to 1, I would be even happier with you. Do what you can to do that, and you are going to see incredible, incredible results by seeing people come to your website, and you're going to get leads, even though your website will not be up to your standards as far as how it looks. And like I said, I'm proud to admit that the Titanium Success website absolutely sucks, but that's okay because we have over 20,000 visitors a month that go to it. So by the end of today, about 1,000 people will have visited that website. And to me, for a website that's less than 2 years old, that's pretty darn good. Right? And that's not even any, we don't do any paid advertisement to get people there. That's just organically people finding us. So get out there, do your thing, kick some butt, make sure you build yourself a solid quality website that converts. That's key. It's not like you want to cheap out on that part, but then spend most of your budget trying to drive traffic to that website. Hey, I love you guys. I am your neuroscientist, your business coach, your relationship coach, your finances coach, blah, 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 all that stuff. But most importantly, I'm here to tell you and coach you to always lead with your heart. Have a beautiful day. You know what I noticed? I talk about my wife a lot in these podcasts. It's like she manages to make her way into every episode. Like things that like have nothing to do with relationships, somehow she magically makes her way into the podcast episode. I don't understand it. And then she like takes Snapchats of herself listening to my episodes and sends them to me and everybody else. And she's always got this look on her face like she's so happy. So then now I feel bad if I don't talk about her in an episode. So maybe I should. Did we talk about her in this episode? Shoot, I don't think we did. Okay. Hi, honey. I love you.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.